Good morning and welcome back to the Oakland Radio Program here on WKAC. Again, I'm Caleb White, member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and we're continuing our study this week from the Word of God. As we mentioned earlier this week, we're talking about things that happened on the road in folks' lives. The last 2 days we've talked about Saul or the Apostle Paul and the life-changing events that happened for him on the Damascus Road, and how those events led to his baptism and conversion. And we see as we read through the book of Acts and throughout the rest of the New Testament, you know, the great things that he did. Today we're going to continue in the book of Acts, but we're going to move back to Acts chapter 8. And we're going to talk about Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. In Acts the 8th chapter, starting in verse 26, the Bible says, "Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. So he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning. And sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, Go near and overtake this chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, Do you understand what you are reading? And he said, How can I, unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation his justice was taken away, and who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, If you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea." Again, this is another great and familiar story that we're all very fond of, and that we all look to when we're looking at conversion and baptism. And I just want to pull out some lessons this morning that have helped me out in this reading. One, we see that Philip was led by the Spirit to preach Jesus to the Ethiopian eunuch. And a lesson for us is that we too are led by the Word of God. We have the Word that we can read each and every day of our lives, and we can be led by the Word to preach Jesus to the lost, which is exactly what Philip did. Another example or lesson that we can learn from Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch is that Philip took advantage of his opportunity. The Spirit led him there, but he could have done like Jonah and turned away, but he doesn't do that. It says there in verse 30 that Philip ran to him. He ran to the chair, and he took advantage of the opportunity that he was given. And for us as Christians, we need to do the same thing. We need to take advantage of the opportunities that are given to us when we see those opportunities. We need to seize them and take advantage of them. Another lesson that we can learn is that he started where the Ethiopian was, and then he built from there, and he preached Jesus to him. The Ethiopian didn't know, you know, all the things that he needed to know, but Philip didn't, you know, overwhelm him. You know, Philip started exactly where he was. He started with the passage that the Ethiopian was reading, and he took that passage and he built from there. And that's the same for us. When we're talking with people, we need to start where they're at and gradually move towards the end goal, which is baptism and them obeying the gospel. And then another lesson that we can learn is that the Ethiopian was searching, as we see in verse 31, that he says, How can I understand unless someone guides me? And then Philip begins to sit down with him and teach him. And the thing for us today is that there's those that are still out there searching, and we've got to be a Philip, and we've got to be willing to take advantage of those opportunities and help those that are searching for answers when it comes to the gospel. That's all the time that we have for today. I hope that you all have a blessed day, and we look forward to talking with you again soon. Thank you.